Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Follow us on Twitter at KAR. Current State, I'm Mark Bayshore. This Thursday, Lansing residents have a chance to weigh in on the latest suggestion for dealing with city sewage and stormwater. City administrators, including our next guest, say the so-called wet weather project would combine Lansing's 20-year-old CSO, most people know what that is, that's the Combined Sewage Overflow Project, along with two other similar projects involving sanitary sewer overflow and stormwater. Chad Gamble is the director of public service for the city, and he supports the wet weather project. He and others maintain the three initiatives can be successfully combined and would save taxpayers approximately $230 million. Welcome, Chad.
Thank you, Mark. Great to be here.
Good to have you back. As I understand it, the city has until 2020, that's seven more years, to complete the combined sewer overflow project. So other more recent mandates have triggered this wet weather idea? Is that it?
That's correct. The city initially, back in 1991, had been ordered by the DNR, now the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, to say, you must address the overflows to the river. We actually currently still discharge raw sewage to the river because our system was designed in that way. Back when the system was built, back in the 1930s, it was completely fine to discharge raw sewage to the river. This new regulation that was promulgated and passed in 1971 says you must begin to stop the wrongs of the past.
Right. And the two newer projects here, the two besides the CSO, those are unfunded?
Correct.
Okay. But if somehow you're claiming if you combine the CSO project, which has been around for 20 years, with the other two, it can be done in a way that everything gets done and the city would save $230 million.
That's correct. What a lot of people don't understand, and nor would I expect them to, because it is highly technical. But what we're trying to do is these three separate programs are all really connected. In the end, they're all connected to the city's major infrastructure, all the big pipes that transport sewage and combine sewage, in essence, to the wastewater treatment plant. The DEQ had originally stated, well, you have the CSO program and you have to submit this project plan for that program, and the SSO program and you have to submit this plan for that program, and the small little stormwater program's only, you know, a couple million dollars and you have to submit this program. Well, in the end, we said, you know, this doesn't really make a lot of sense. Why the three separate plans when everything is all connected? You hear a lot of talk about watershed management, about looking at a more global perspective to our system. When we do that, and when we're leading the charge for the state of Michigan that says, you know, why don't we do that, and I bet you, as you've stated, we're going to save a lot more money, get the biggest bang for the taxpayers and ratepayers' buck, and also benefit the environment.
And what will this is all about? A cleaner environment, ostensibly. These are environmental initiatives, correct?
Absolutely. Our moniker for this is working towards a cleaner, greener Lansing. And remember, what we discharge to, in our essence, the Grand River, the Red Cedar River, flows downhill all the way to Lake Michigan. So we need to be environmental ombudsman for the environment, for our Great Lakes, but we also need to balance that with how cost-effective this is to our citizens. In our businesses.
Now, can you give us an example of how this cost-cutting scenario would play out? How is it you're able to save that much money?
Sure. One example is to kind of cherry-pick the low-hanging fruit of the requirements of the MDEQ. And let me try in a minute or two to explain that. For example, the DEQ says you must protect your system up to a 25-year, 24-hour storm event, which is approximately a 4-inch rain event. So if we have certain areas in the city that are susceptible to basement backups, for example,
right,
we can go in there and cherry pick maybe half a dozen or a dozen properties and protect them from basement backups, as opposed to upgrading the entire sanitary sewer system for the entire block.
I gotcha.
So okay. if we do it and do that in an incremental approach, in the end, it'll be better for the public health because we'll be able to do that immediately for people who have, you know, sewage backups in their basements. But also in the end, the ratepayers who have to support the entire system as far as the wet weather program.
We've had at least one spell of rainy weather this spring that risked flooding and overflows of sewage into fresh water. How bad does that get? And how much sewage flows into fresh water in a typical spring here in Lansing?
When we started the CSO program back in 1991, we discharged, on average, an annual of 1.7 billion gallons of combined sewage to the rivers. To date, we have reduced that number by approximately 950 million gallons. So it's roughly 600 million gallons on an average year that we discharge to the river. So basically every time it rains more than, you know, an appreciable amount, an eighth of an inch, we're still discharging raw sewage to the rivers. A lot of people don't understand that. And that's our program goal. That's what we were trying to do to better the environment for our children, to better the Great Lakes, for people to come and enjoy this Great Lakes state and turn over a better city for our children and their children.
Do you think Lansing residents are aware that that much sewage routinely still goes into the Grand River?
No, absolutely not. When I go to public meetings and I say this, and I somewhat dramatically say, do you know that there still is raw sewage being discharged to the rivers almost every time it rains? I get this blank stare like, no, really? You're kidding me, right?
Yeah.
And I say it again. I said, that's the program goals. That's why we need to spend this money for our children and to keep raw sewage from going in the river so we can enjoy these rivers. But the key thing is we must do it in a cost-effective way so as we can attract businesses, manufacturing to the region to make sure we're not the hole of the donut but the hub of the wheel.
You've been hanging around the mayor a while. I can tell that. Last month, City Council member Carol Wood was concerned about having money for this project, which suggests that there are still short-term costs to the wet weather project. Is this a short-term pain, long-term gain type situation?
Yes, we want to be able to throttle the expenditures in our program. You're used to, you know, rate increases from gas and power and electric water of, you know, 9, 10, 15%. What we've been doing with the sewage fund, which is the primary funding mechanism for the wet weather program, is to make sure that we're increasing the rates tactically, you know, 4 to 5%. To make sure that this is not too much of a burden on residents, on businesses, on industry, to make sure that we're attracting them, but also that we're doing what we need to as far as the environmental benefits of the program. It's part of what we'll call our triple bottom line approach. I know it sounds very governmentalish, but it looks at environmental issues, social issues, and economic issues, and tries to balance that three-legged stool so we're approaching them in a very methodical and logical way.
Have you taken the temperature of the City Council on this?
As a matter of fact,
do you have an idea where the council members stand on this?
Yes, as a matter of fact, last night we presented this program to them again. We've been doing that over the past couple of years and letting them know that we're working on this, and they passed unanimously the support of the first 5 years of the wet weather control program. So we're very happy that we got unanimous support of that, and we're looking forward to working with the council, working with the residents on this great environmental project.
Are people disagreeing with you about the savings that you claim? You're claiming $230 million worth of savings. Is there any hesitation to accept that figure?
Well, certainly there's a lot of questions because it is such a large number.
Yeah.
And we can show people this large binder that I brought that details some of those cost savings. But yes, it is a big number, and we are very proud of all the efforts that we've been studying over the past couple of years on how that we can maximize our benefits to the environment, but also minimize the cost to the ratepayers.
How important is it from a public health or environmental standpoint to ensure that this project does get completed?
Well, there's a couple of different points there. One, this program, the way it's been presented to the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality, has never been presented this way. We've never taken approach to all the three unfunded federal mandates of the Clean Water Act, CSO, SSO, and Stormwater, and approach them in this way. We want to work collaboratively with the MDQ, which we have been. They've been great partners working through this whole project and saying, you know, this is something brand new, and want to take them kind of out of their box and do something great for the environment. So it is very important for us as a team to be successful.
Nobody in Michigan has proposed this.
Correct.
Okay. Very interesting.
Yeah.
And City Council would have to approve it, and DEQ would have to approve it.
Correct.
Okay. The idea has been out there for a little while, as you said. The State Journal and Channel 10 have both covered it. An LSJ editorial claimed it would save over $300 million. Has it triggered many phone calls or emails to your office?
You know, it has not triggered a lot of phone calls. I think that number, the complexities of the system, it really is difficult for a lot of people to get a handle on. That's why it's so important for us to be able to educate them, like shows exactly like this, public hearings and other meetings that we will have in the future about the importance of this program and how it benefits everyone really in the region and in the state.
I know spreading the costs out over decades is a fiscal advantage, but can the city function safely for decades until these projects are finished?
Yes, we have been functioning this way ever since the city was built. You know, before the wastewater treatment plant was built in the 1930s, we just discharged sewage to the river. You know, the solution to pollution was dilution. You know, you just send it to the river and it'll go downstream and everything will be fine.
You begin to wonder how the river has survived this over all these years.
You really do. And you look at Lake Michigan and the challenges that it has, and then you start putting these things together, and then people start to understand how it's so challenged to stay as healthy as it has and what we need to continue to do working with us and all the communities that are attached to the river and making a better Great Lakes, a better Grand River, and a better community for us to live in.
Very good. Chad Gamble is the Director of Public Service for the City of Lansing. We've been talking about the Wet Weather Project. Chad, good to see you.
Great to see you, too.